Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. Happy Friday before the Thanksgiving. It's good to see you. I'm so thankful that you're here, that you chose to wake up. That's a good choice. And chose to start your day here inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. It's our last call before Thanksgiving. So we are off all of next week, Monday through Friday. We will be back on December 1st. And today we're going to wrap up this whole thing we've been doing all week that has helped you. You guys have been wound up about this, and I'm getting text grams, face grams, Instagrams from you about how helpful this one has been. So we've done this. You're not your production. Then we talked to those of you that succeeded at a high level and talked about that anxiety that comes from worrying about doing it again. And then we talked to those of you that didn't quite hit your goals, the anxiety that comes from worrying that you will do it again. And then we got into process. And today we're going to talk about tracking your process so you know if it works. So that'll be today in about 20 minutes at the top of the hour. But right now we want to play America's new favorite game show. You see, we have played these game shows in the past. For 2 years, we played Next Question. And it was great. I'd say Next Question, you'd raise your hand, ask a business building question. And some days were better than others. And then the last month or so, we've been playing Next Objection. Next objection, where you raise your hand and you give us an objection that you're hearing in the business, and then someone overcomes it. Well, today we're introducing America's brand new favorite game show. We play it once a year. We play it once a year. It's a once a year event that always occurs on the Friday before Thanksgiving, effective immediately. We've never actually done it before, but from here forward, as long as I remember, we will play America's new favorite game show once a year, the Friday before Thanksgiving. It's not Next Question. It's not Next Objection. It's Next Appreciation. This is your chance to be able to give some gratitude to somebody on this Thanksgiving, someone in this community space who has helped you, supported you, been there for you, got your back, taken care of you, all of those things. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to play Next Appreciation. Z, good morning.
Good morning. I have a lot of people, but I'm just going to keep it short. Like I used to say, one person or two. I just love you, and I just appreciate you, everything you have done. You have helped me grow in so many ways humanly possible. And even everything that I'm doing in Sierra Leone right now, although it was in my soul to do it, but you helped me brought it out to do what I'm doing. And number two, Sasha, for always holding me down. I love you.
That's so sweet. I love that. Thank you, Z. Thank you, Z, for thanking me, and Sasha for thanking Sasha. Now, here's the deal. Here's how it works. Sasha and I are off the board. You cannot thank Sasha or me. So you have to do a next appreciation for someone who hasn't been mentioned because Sasha and I are off the board. Janine Garcia, next appreciation.
Well, I wanted to thank Ellie McIntyre and my husband, Miguel Garcia, for putting up with me, my husband first. And then Ellie McIntyre, because thanks to her, we put the blessing baskets together. And it was a record collection for us. It was 425 baskets. And I'm still getting people asking to donate, even though the event is over. So
That's
thank
amazing.
You, Ellie. Next year, I'm going to do it better. And I'm going to put something for you.
1,000 next year. Janine Garcia is going to do 1,000 blessing baskets
next
year.
Oh, God.
I'm just playing with you, friend. But this is great. All right. So now Ellie and Miguel are off the board. And to help this out so that people don't, we're one person. We're going to do one appreciation. And Sasha's off the board. I'm off the board. Ellie's off the board. And Miguel Garcia is off the board. Next appreciation, Thomas.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. You sound great.
Awesome. Thank you. So thanks for letting me share. Truthfully, I would love to thank everybody in the group.
Well, everyone's off the board. Game's over. Thanks, everybody.
I know. I'm just saying
playing.
Because
Go
you
ahead,
guys
buddy.
Have truly changed my life, starting with, you know, morning routines. And I'm in the gym right now, so that's where I start my mornings, and that's where I listen to my call. But if I had to thank one person specifically, it would have to be Pam Blecker. She is the assistant team leader of my MC, and she introduced me to this call when I first started 4.5 years ago. And I think I've missed maybe a handful of calls. And if I missed them, I've watched them. But you guys have transformed my life. And I thank Pam for introducing me to this group.
Pam is the best. Absolute gem. She's off the board now, Thomas. Thank you, buddy. Janet, you're next. Good morning.
All right. I hit the right button. I am grateful for so many people I appreciate. And I was just thinking this morning, actually, about Mrs. Terry Shaw and how wonderful she is and how she supports you and all you do for us. So Terry Shaw is off the board. We love you, lady.
I'll tell her you said so. Thank you for thanking her. I love it. All right, so we're playing Next Appreciation. It's America's new favorite once a year game show. We play the Friday before Thanksgiving where you get to share a gratitude with somebody. But once that person's off the board, they're off the board. No repeating. So you got to watch the chat to see who's see. I'm off the board. Ellie's off the board. Sasha's off the board. Pam's off the board. Miguel's off the board. And the beautiful and talented Terry Shaw off the board. And Pam is off the board. Sheena Patterson, good morning. Next Appreciation.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to thank Janet, Daytona Janet. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have been able to attend Advance. And I also want to thank Nellie over in Orlando. Nellie and Janet off the board.
That's so nice. Now, folks, keep it to one. That's part of the game show here. We got to keep it to one. We got
My bad, bonus Janet, there,
which is it's all good. We like a bonus. Bonus is good. But see, I got 37 hands up, and someone's going to run out of people to thank. There's only 125,000 in the community, so we're going to run out of people. John Trample, Colts and Chiefs this weekend. Patrick Mahomes winless against the Indianapolis Colts in the regular season. We shall see what happens. Indiana Jones is injured. He did not practice yesterday.
Oh, no.
Daniel Jones did not practice yesterday. We're going to see what happens on Sunday at 1. What is your next appreciation, John?
Wow, since you limited to one, I had a whole list.
I know. You got to think of one.
Yes. I am going to, since it's one, and she has helped me so much because of her course, I want to give appreciation to Ms. Anna Kruger for everything she's put into this community. She's willing to take your random calls and text when you have questions. So I love her. And I just want to say thank you, Anna, for everything.
She's the best. Anna Kruger rocks. Got to see her in person yesterday. She is awesome. Thank you, John Trample. I won't be watching Sunday at 1, so we'll have to text or something.
Yes, I will be texting you.
That'll be great. It should be a good game. Good game. Authorine, next appreciation.
Good morning, and I love you all. So listen, this is not fair, James. You can't just give us one, not in a community like this. But anyway, so I have a whole lot.
Yeah, but which one are you going to mention?
I'm going to mention Joel Rodriguez this morning. Thank you so very much for making your extra ticket available to me to be able to come to Advance.
What a wonderful human being. And I'm so glad he is in this community. What a great, great, great man.
Yeah. Love
Thank you. Well. Thank you, Authorine. Appreciate that. Terry, next appreciation.
There's like everybody else. There's so many. I am going to say Josie Ambrose. She is amazing. And she has so much knowledge and she's so willing to share. Her Real Estate Operations Institute has been amazing. And she has helped me. Like I've been in this business now quite a while, but it's like I can understand it so much more. She makes it doable and has the systems and she's amazing. She's amazing. And she's one of my birthday triplets along with
her. Oh, there you go. Well, who doesn't like Josie? She is so sweet. Thank you, Terry. Yeah. Carolyn Ricketts, next appreciation.
I want to send appreciation to Jack Smith. Jack is always scanning every place he is for opportunities for other people. And I know that many of you probably have been the beneficiary of an introduction that he's made for you. He does it for me all the time. And Jack, I just appreciate you more than I will ever be able to say. Thank you so much.
Great man too. Thank you, Carolyn Ricketts. Bree Vaughn, next appreciation.
Thank you. My gratitude is for my dance partner, this lady that's right here beside me. Wrong way. Barbara Whitney. We both have experienced the loss of a sister and just her heart and her positive attitude and her calls and just how she just loves on and reaches out and sends kindness. I just appreciate you, Barb. I love you and grateful to be in community with you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Bree. Next appreciation, Barb Whitney.
Okay. I can only do one. Lainey Lane. There have been times when I have been down and she'll send me a message that makes me smile. We have our own little joke going on. And that little bit of gratitude where it's like, okay, I needed that. And for some reason, it just shows up when I need it. So thank you so much, Lainey Lane, for our messages.
Oh, that's so sweet. Lainey is sweet, kind heart. Thank you so much. We're playing America's new favorite game show. We play it once a year, every Friday, starting this one, before Thanksgiving. We play Next Appreciation. This is your chance to give a shout out to one person who you have gratitude for. But once the name's off the board, you've got to go to somebody else. So you have to pay attention to who has been appreciated. Melanie Williams, Next Appreciation.
So many to choose from. Well, first, always present in the spirit on this call, I'd like to give thanks to God for keeping us all together. And then I think I will give thanks to my state mate, Niecy Draper, for holding space on her call that she took over from Bree, because I think that's the call that I'm finally awake and my son is tucked away in school so I can actively participate in. And I've experienced a lot of growth and interaction on that call. So thank you, Niecy, for keeping that space open for all of us to learn and grow in.
Niecy Draper is one of the most wonderful human beings ever created. True story. Thank you, Melanie Williams. Next appreciation, Christy May.
Caught me putting up the ironing board. I want to give a shout out to Jennifer Rice for just being she seems to be on all the calls and a connector and a note taker and fun and funny. And Jennifer, I just appreciate you so much. So thank you.
Wonderful human being. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Christy May. Next appreciation, Donna Gilbert.
Good morning. So a lot of my names have fallen off and I've got a list a mile long as well. But you know what? I want to shout out my bestie, my forever roommate, Nicole Moore. I think sometime, you know, how would she and I have even met, much less become like sisters from different mothers? You know, Nicole is as old as my American Express card. And yet, true story. And yet we found each other in a place and like we will be together forever. So thank you, Nicole.
Nicole is great. Nicole is great. I'm proud of Nicole for a lot of things. Thank you, Donna Gilbert, for honoring her. Isabel Lynch, next appreciation.
Hi. I want to give a shout out of appreciation to Smita Sina. Smita and I met at a KW Maps coaching training. And after the training, I remember I had a question on a resource that they advise us to sign up for. And then Smita just said, I can look it up for you or I can give you my password. And she gave me her password to get into the system that she is paying for. And I was able to get what I needed to help my client. So I so appreciate you, Smita. Thank you for that, James.
Thank you, Isabel. Kira Ford, you're next appreciation.
My appreciation goes out to Robin McCoy, my accountability partner, the person, like, we're 30 years apart, and I swear to you, her perspective, my perspective, I just need it in my life. Robin, I love you. You can't get rid of me. And thank you for really introducing me to this community and saying be all in, because it was so worth it.
Robin McCoy's the best. Thank you for that. Dan Tamarkin, next appreciation.
And just like Donna, there's a huge list. Many of them are off the list. And I think one of the things I appreciate most about this group is when people believe in me more than I believe in myself. And for that, I just most recently want to thank Arlene Bianco. She introduced me recently to her team leader to do the business planning clinic the workshop that I had done up there. And I just really appreciate her for doing that. And just so many people for believing in me and pointing to me. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Dan, thank you. That's great. Allison Brent, next appreciation.
All right. I want to appreciate Louise Weiss. She was one of my very first Pivot friends, and she just helped me with so many things. If I had a question, she would call me. She'd always be there, and she always calls me Sunshine.
Hey, I've got to just say, you know, we've got to appreciate our East Coast couple of the year Paul and Lee Corey, because, you know, us couples got to stick together.
That's the truth. Thank you, Allison Brandt, for getting up so early. Next appreciation, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I want to appreciate someone who was so welcoming to me, and all the veterans were amazingly welcome to this first timer at Advance. But they treated me like I was one of them. And especially Bree Pittman Vaughn was the first one to come up to me and say hi and welcome me and hug me and all that. And it was an amazing experience.
She is so kind, which I just so appreciate. And, you know, I thank you for coming to Advance. I'm so pumped. We've been working on Advance 2026. I hope to shortly after Thanksgiving have an announcement on a new location and kind of an updated format and some stuff and get tickets on sale. Because this Advance was awesome, and I think next year's Advance is going to be even better. So, Chris, I'm glad you were there, and thanks to Bree for making you feel welcome. If you're just joining us this morning, we're playing America's new favorite game show that we play once a year on the Friday before Thanksgiving. See, we've played Next Question, we've played Next Objection, and today is Next Appreciation, and next up is Lainey Lane. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, now I'm a little bummed because every person that I've wanted to say something to, I've had to cross off the list.
Well, that's because they love so many people, but I know there's someone else on that list that you want to celebrate, Lainey.
I got two and I'm like split. But Dawn Tinder, she has been rock solid, as well as Barb Whitney.
There we go. We did too, but see, so Barb's already been thanked, so that's good. So go with Dawn.
All right. So anywho, Dawn Tinder, because she's just been my rock. Like, I've been able to really like peel back the layers of the onion about myself to her and knowing that I can trust her. But she's also like, anytime I've called her a question about something, she's like picked up the phone immediately, or she's like, I'll call you right back. And that's important because realtors don't like to call back. Our community's different. But, you know, I'm very, very fortunate for that and completely blessed. Thank you.
Lainey, thank you so much. Dagmar, next appreciation.
Good morning, and thank you for calling on me. I'd like to name Valerie Ormsath. She came into my life at the right amount of time. Not only is she my business partner, my best friend, my confidant, my therapist. She's there for me no matter what, for the good, the bad, and the ugly, especially during this troubled time in my life. So thank you very much. And thank you for this group. Love you.
She's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. I'm so glad that she's there for you. Thanks for being on this morning. Frank, good morning. Next appreciation.
Good morning. I'd like to, Ronnie DiCarlo. Anytime I've ever called him about anything, it's been great. And also Ronnie and I, we grew up in a similar area and we shared a lot of the same things in childhood. So thank you so much, Ronnie.
Ronnie's a great guy. We're going to squeeze a couple of more in before we get on the gram and get to the main call for today. We're playing Next Appreciation. Marilyn Burke, you're next. Good morning.
Well, my list is people picked them, but I'm going to say Nicole Romanek. I never say her name right, but Nicole is a funny, she's all the friends rolled into one. She cracks me up. She gets deep. She's a really good, she's just got your back, and no matter what's going on, I love Nicole Romanek. She's
I believe
awesome.
You said her last name correctly. I believe that's how it's pronounced.
I think so. Romanek.
Yes, you finally got it
it's
right,
It's not
Marilyn.
Romanek. It's Romanek, I believe. Isn't that right, Nicole?
Yes, Marilyn. I'm so proud of you for getting it right, and thank you for the shout out. I love you, girl.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, then you get the next one. You get the next one. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay, I've a lot of people have fallen off the list, we already know, but I don't think she's been mentioned, and I think it's Kristen Jungles, and Valerie Presley was my first pivot friend, but Kristen and I have been friends a long time. She's a friend, a mentor, a savior. We all know my car situation last weekend, and she's just the best, and I love you, Kristen.
She's so good. Adrian Wilson, next appreciation.
I would like to appreciate Tyler Wendt. He hosts the Conversation Pro Call after this call. And the fact that he makes me practice my conversations has helped me so much in my confidence and my ability to converse with people as an introvert. So thank you so much, Tyler.
Adrian, we're so proud of you. Yeah, time on task makes you better. And Tyler is living that. We have time for one more. There are 51 hands up. We're not going to get them all in. So that means there are names that should be mentioned publicly that aren't going to be mentioned publicly. 50 additional names that aren't going to get mentioned. So put them in the chat if I don't call you. But Tanya Harris, you get the last one. Everyone else, go put your appreciation in the chat. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Well, we're going to save the best for last. I appreciate Rico Roberts. Let me tell you, when I was trying to find the niche for my business, you know, he broke out with his open house, 90 open houses in 90 days, and I followed that. And it has definitely put such a big impact and had an impact on my business. And I just appreciate everything that he does and allowing all of us to follow him. So thank you so much, Rico.
Oh, that is so good. Thank you so much for thanking them. And thank you to all of you. My gratitude goes to all of you for being here, number one. Number two, running the plays that we're teaching. Number three, if you're one of them that shared plays, for being willing to share those plays so that we can teach them. This place is special. Doesn't come without its challenges, and yet it is the most special and unique place on the planet, and I'm thankful that you're part of it. Hey, everybody, what's up? It is 8 o'clock Eastern on the nose. Good to see you. It's your friend James Shaw. Happy Friday. I'm so thankful that you're here with us today to be able to put a wrap on this series that we've done over the last week about understanding you are not your production, how to remove anxiety if you're worried about your results for next year, whether they were great or not so great, and then how to get focused on process. Today, we're going to talk all about, is your process working, and how do you even know if your process is working? So that's what we'll talk about today, and then we'll shut it down for a week. We're going to take next week off. No pivot shift ahead calls next week. I'm setting the over-under to people who reach out to me or post in the Facebook group or send me an email or a text to ask about the link and why isn't it working and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to set that at 12. Over-under is at 12 to see how many of you do that. But we will not be here next week. We'll be back on December 1st. Now listen to this. December 1st, we'll be back. We will have 15 calls to wrap up the year. We'll go three straight weeks and then we'll shut it down for 2 weeks. Those 15 calls are going to be the 15 steps to build your 2026 business plan. We are working on this whole thing. We're basically, instead of charging you for a business planning clinic and having you come sit with me for 3 hours on some random Wednesday and charging you $80 to do that, I'm just going to give it away for free over the final 15 days of Pivot Shift Ahead. But we're going to do that starting December 1st. We will go through, and I've kind of outlined it out already, and it's not your MREA business planning clinic that you can take in your office. It's a totally different way to look at it. It is not what we talked about in advance. It's a totally different way to look at it. And it's free, open to anybody. And so instead of charging you $79 to come sit with me, we're just gonna give it away. December 1st, all the way through the last day of calls right before Christmas. We'll do it every single morning. And if you ever miss one, no worries, because you just go to the podcast platform and listen to it. There'll be some Inspire bonuses for those of you in the Inspire Collective, some different tools and things we'll create for you. But that starts Monday, December 1st, so don't miss that. All right, so before we start the call, we'll do a couple of Tell Me Something Goods. So we're going to go Barb and then Tim. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. Really quick, I was on a Zoom call with John Acuff last night. He was doing a family reunion thing, and he mentioned you, and he talked about this community and how grateful he is for this community and how what an amazing community you've built. And he also mentioned Dia and how he said, I've been in airports. And he said, this woman came up to me and she was so thankful and talked about her husband passing. And that he was just so grateful to be a part of this community in when he was in his community telling them. It was cool.
John has become such a great friend of this place and a great mentor to me and just so supportive of all of us. I'm glad you're on. I was getting text messages from Nakia Dollar last night about it as well. I appreciate that. And John's done a lot of stuff with us. So thank you, Barb, for mentioning that. Tim, welcome back, friend.
Hey, James. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about you?
You know, doing good. Still getting used to the new normal. I just wanted to just give everybody a quick update, but also thank everybody who was at Advance. Obviously, I could not come because of some health issues that popped up, and the amount of people that reached out, videos, texts, calls, I mean, just everything. It was overwhelming. I had over 200 people from this community reach out to me in like a 7 or 8 day period, and it was humbling. It was heartwarming. It was emotional, to be quite honest. It was pretty amazing. And you know, some things, some of the The inflammation has come down in my eyes, which is good. Still dealing with vision loss. And, you know, unfortunately, it's most of it looks like it's going to be permanent, although some of it can bounce back. So just getting used to the new normal. But you know how I am, James. I'm going to overcome this crap and I am going to kill it no matter what. I'm going to grow my business and I'm going to do the things that I need to do for my family and for myself and for my community. And you know, there's some exciting things down the road with real estate and, you know, sharing some of the love out there with, you know, some of my boys and Kristen Jungles and all those people who I'm looking at to help me with my golf business moving forward and things like that. I mean, it truly is amazing. Jack has been amazing. He's reached out to me day after day and time after time. It's just been super heartwarming from this community.
Tim, we love you, buddy, and we got your back, and there's no doubt that you are going to continue to push forward. So thank you for being here today, and we love you.
Thank you.
This community's got your support. All right, thank you. I want to do a gratitude, too. I want to do a something good. And my something good, I want to call out Jennifer Rice this morning, because on my flight home last night from Charlotte, I was just, you know what, I was just trying to relax, and I'm going through, and I look, and I see Jennifer Rice has posted her blessing baskets. And I was literally in my seat, like tears coming down my face, because Jennifer Rice partnered her blessing baskets with my high school in Indianapolis and was able to go support families at Lawrence Central. Jennifer, how many baskets did you give to the wonderful families at LC?
Yeah, we were able to give 50 baskets, and the school is just so amazing. They partnered with me. The families were picking them up yesterday, and I went to talk with the counselors and debrief, and the families were just so blown away and so happy, and I'm just so thankful I was able to partner with them. Mm.
Thank you for supporting Lawrence Central. I so appreciate you. I don't know why I got so emotional about it yesterday, but I did. I think it was a combination of gratitude and being tired, but I'm just, thank you. That touched my heart a lot that you would go out and support my high school. It's a special place. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate it. And Ellie, I know that's got to get you excited. And there's stuff going on in Maryland and a lot of blessing basket stuff going on right now. So what are your thoughts and what do you want to share with us, Ellie?
It's been amazing. And I love when everybody tags me. My whole feed is filled up. And I'm not the one doing the work. Everybody else is doing the work. And it's phenomenal. But I do want to throw out a challenge. A challenge is, there might be more people in Maryland. But as of right now, I know of four of us in Maryland that had Blessing Baskets events, and collectively with Joanna Brown in Frederick doing an insane 307. But the four of us collectively, that's Mike Mundy, who most people have never heard of till he came on Early Birds this morning from Laurel, and Rebecca Cole in Havre de Grace, and myself, we collected 678 baskets in Maryland. I'm challenging you states, get together, because I want to build this amazing video showing the impact that real estate agents are having across the United States, and how, if you're a consumer, do you want to work with someone who's one and done, or do you want to work with somebody who wants to give back to their community selflessly and help other people in something as massive as this? So my challenge is, take a, like with Janine is a great person for Virginia. Janine, find everybody else in Virginia. I'm going to post this little image. If you're in Maryland, let me know so I can add your account to mine. And let's start posting our state. We have the best state flag. I got to tell you that. But so I'm going to post something on, I'll put it in Pivot with just what we are now, but I'll update it as more people tell me. But please, Florida is probably going to knock us out of the park. But no matter what, Jennifer, Chris, all of the people that have done it, find a team leader, find your people, put the numbers together, and then let's just make this into what it is. Amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. And do we have a tracker this year? Is Lee Corey keeping her tracker?
Well, she said she was going to do it, but she hasn't done it yet.
Lee Corey, so, are we going to have a tracker? We can't hear you. I don't know what's going
on. She is. Okay, she's going to do it.
So we'll get the tracker out so that we can track it too, because we've kind of had this target that I made up of 20,000 baskets.
We must have done it.
If we don't hit it this year, we're going to be really close. So
if
just,
we had 20 states all did what we did in Maryland with four of us.
That's right.
My math said that was, what, 20, thousand plus. That's but I would love like that, to yeah. see, you know, whatever state you're in, find the other people in your state, add the numbers up, and let's all just mess up the internet with how many blessing baskets.
With good news. Thank you, Ellie McIntyre. I appreciate you. All right, let's get after it this morning then to put a bow on what we've been talking about, which is this whole piece about our over-obsession we have with outcomes and really choosing to narrow on process. Yesterday, we kind of defined what a process looks like because some of you get struggled. Like, I don't really know where to start or what to do. So you go kind of come, you figure out your plays and you run your plays. But then the question you have to ask is, are those plays working? Like, ultimately, am I getting the results that I desire, which is why tracking is so important. And when we go track things, this is what I love about tracking is it removes all the emotion and all the judgment out of whatever you're thinking and gets you into something that's fact-based to create awareness around what strategies work and what strategies don't. You're able to know where to improve, what to drop off. You remove all of this excitement and judgment you have around things. You can find patterns of times that were successful versus times that weren't. It allows you to create momentum because at a time that maybe there's a lull, you can go back into whatever your tracking system is and use it to tell you, hey, go run this play. I know every time I run this play, I get really good results. I always meet real estate agents who say, oh yeah, I used to do that and I got great results, but I stopped doing it. I need to bring it back. Like, tracking allows you to know what works and what doesn't. We want to track things like conversations. We want to track how many appointments, how many times we asked for an appointment, or what our follow-ups were, or did we add new people to the database, or how many touches? I think many of us don't even actually know how many touches our database gets. We don't have a plan for that. Oh, that breaks my heart, because that's the easiest way to get into a rhythm. Inspire members, in like 3 weeks, we're doing a 75 touch plan. We're going to go build it from you. You're going to teach us how to run a 75 plus touch plan so that you don't have to wake up wondering, wandering. You can just run the play. Well, I want you to know what's in your pipeline. I brought up this idea of a pile versus a pipeline. So many of us just have leads kind of floating around. That's a pile versus a pipeline. Here's what's going to happen in January. Here's what's going to happen in February, and so on. We can track our various activities. Now, what we don't track are things that we think are helping us and aren't. I'm not super into, I want you to be mindful about what works and what doesn't. Don't get wrapped up in stuff outside of your control, because the market doesn't determine your success. It determines your strategy. And so I'm curious today about how you're keeping track of this stuff. What is it that you're keeping in front of you? And it doesn't have to be a fancy spreadsheet that looks like a Girl Scout cookie order form. It can be whatever it is that you want to track, but just know this, that when you track it, it allows you to create momentum and know what works. Jenny, I know you just met with your team and we're doing this kind of stuff this week. So what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, that's right. So something that we learned from Jordan Fried, and it's a part of our process and it's a part of our evaluation, is it's on our weekly agenda. And we look at these four E's in our business. And so the effectiveness is the first one. And so we are measuring each week, obviously each quarter and each year, is how many seller listings that we took to versus how many actually sold. Same with buyers. And we're now, Jordan gave percentages, and I'm happy to share it, of like what should be targets that you're aiming for. And we can see that this different market produced, you know, longer days on market and deals busting. And so we can talk about what didn't close and the fallout and what lessons we learned through that. Then we talk about the experience. So how did we do with a closing? You know, we want to, you know, give the best client experience for our people. So each week we think back to who closed the week before and we say, did we ask for a review? Did we get a review? Did we ask for a referral? Did we get a referral? Are these clients rock stars? Like, are they our VIPs that need to be tagged? So it's just instant reviewing each week. The third E is evaluation. So this is actually on a spreadsheet that we, along with rating, with asking for reviews and referrals and having reminders about that, we're also monitoring our score on a 0 to 5, 5 being we crushed it. What did we rank ourselves? Because each closing has have lessons inside of them, and sometimes we forget. And so we have a note section that can say, like, the co-op agent was terrible, or we learned that we need to follow up better with this thing. And so it's always monitoring and reviewing. And then the fourth E gets a little deep and uses some brain power. And these are the expectations. So first expectation is, what are expectations that we are not setting, but we should? So you learn this because you dropped a ball, or the client was confused, or they call into you. So number two is, what are the expectations that we are setting and they're just not being heard? Another way you learn that is through, like, what gap in the conversation was not understood by all parties? And then the third is, what are the expectations that our clients have for us and we are not hearing them, maybe because we just are doing what we've always done? So those are what we're always reviewing every week. We're thinking through and monitoring so we can adjust where it needs to be. We can adjust any systems or communication plans or touches, et cetera.
So what a great share. Go back, folks, and listen to the podcast version of this to document all of that, because it's really good. Jenny, thanks for sharing. Appreciate you so much. Shannon Dixon, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm a terrible tracker.
You're a great tracker.
I am a great tracker. You know what? I got to change my soundtrack.
You got opportunity there to track even better.
Yes, yes. So, but I did go back and I started tracking. I went back and I looked at all of my set appointments. And basically I realized by doing that exercise, my conversion rate was not where I thought it was.
So common, FYI, real quick. Like, when I teach the model and we go a 75% conversion rate, and then people go, they're running their business model on that, and then they discover that theirs is like 55%.
Yeah.
That's a problem, Shannon. We got to know what it is.
Yes. So that was mine.
Thank you. What did you do? Like, now that you know that, what's next?
I need to work on my skill set. What is it, you know, and part of it was, I realized some of the appointments that I maybe was considering a listing appointment was more of an exploration appointment on the seller side. So, you know, I learned I'm not doing a pre-listing conversation the way I should.
So you can improve that piece of it.
Right. And I can improve my skill set when I'm at the right appointment to take the listing, get the listing, sell the listing.
Do you see how it removes it? Again, it removes all the emotion. We're not blaming the market that I can't, that their people aren't serious, or that they're not listening to me on this or that, and so I can't get the listing. That's blaming the market and being a victim. You went and said, oh, wait a minute, this conversion rate isn't where I want it to be. And you found two areas. One, you're going on appointments that aren't appointments. That if you had a different pre-listing conversation, you would have delayed that appointment to a different time, or done it in a different way and put it in the pipeline so that you could follow up with them in the right timing. It's just, you want to go on to people's houses that are ready to sell right now. And then next, you figure out, here are the objections that I'm struggling with overcoming, and so I've got to do a better job there, improve the skill. That's what this allows you to do. Shannon, cheers to you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You got it. Brianne, good morning.
Good morning. I usually do not track the same way that Jenny Wallach does, and I'm excited to use that idea. I've been using the multi-year trends and going back and looking month over month, year over year. And what's so fascinating to me is this year I looked, because every time I get that anxiety feeling, my husband says, well, it's the same time of year. And so I looked at that multi-year tracking, and he is so right, so that I could amp up what I wasn't doing that month to correct it. And I found that, and this is a humble brag, that I am $2,000 shy of what I did in 2021, which was the highest year I've ever had. And I thought,
well, wow, you'll get to that. We got over a month left.
I know. So who has a referral for Florida? I need $2,000, guys, let's go. And looking at that and saying, wow, I never thought I would get to that number again, because for me, the past 2 years have been incredibly hard. And now I'm dialed in, I'm plugged back in and looking at it and paying attention more. And that made all the difference in my business, was actually being more focused, getting on these calls, getting more involved in the community. And I'm so thankful for that. So looking at that multi-year trends really changed a lot for me.
We've been in the boardroom together. What you focus on expands. I mean, that's what you're doing right there. Brianne, I'm so glad you plugged into this space. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
We got time for one more. And just since we haven't heard from him this week, I'm calling on Matt Cannon. So Matt, you get the last word. Good morning.
Good morning, James from El Paso. Happy early Thanksgiving. Hey, so you got to track what moves the needle. And whatever that looks like for you, it's going to be different for everybody. There was a really good Inspire call a couple weeks ago. Emily and Aaron, they laid out, you know, a lot of things that people do to take listings. So basically what you got to do is you got to document the activities that are going to lead to interactions. Could be calls, could be texts, could be messages. And then you track it. And then at the end of the week, you turn around and see how many of these activities did I do and what did they lead to? And if you track those activities, the results are going to follow. Thanks, James.
You got it. It's about doing the right things. That Aaron and Emily call from a couple of weeks ago where they laid out, it was your Q1 listing domination plan, where they laid out exactly where to go to find listings right now. Like the five or six sources. And then we had supplemental tools that on stuff we had already done. That the letters they talked about, we already had. The checklist they talked about, we already had. Like all that stuff is already in Inspire. So that's a good one to go back and watch if you missed it. Matt Cannon, thank you. Thank you to everyone who was here this week. I trust that this was of value to you, that hanging out in this space helps you. My team is taking all of next week off. So I'm working up through about noontime today and then I'm shutting it down. The team is going to work through about noontime today and they're shutting it down for a week because they do a lot of hard work, especially leading up to advance. So we'll be dark up through December 1st. So if you reach out to me or anyone on the team, it may be a day or two before they get back to you because they're relaxing. But we'll be back on this call December 1st. And December 1st, we will start our 15-step business plan. It's a free session. Normally, I do a business planning clinic that I charge for. This year, I'm giving it to you. A free 15-step business planning session starts December 1st at 8 o'clock Eastern, right here inside Pivot Shift Ahead, open to every single one of you. No membership required. So we'll see you at that. Thanks for being here. Have a great Thanksgiving. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and we'll see you December 1st.